The Story of the Young King of the Black Islands. Part 1. When King Mahmud of the Black Islands died, his young son became king. A few weeks later, he married his cousin. The young king loved his wife very much, and he thought that she loved him. He was happy, but she was not a good wife. And she didn't love him. She also had magic powers. The king and the queen lived happily for 5 years. Then, one afternoon, the young king heard a conversation between two of his wife's maids. They didn't know that he was listening to them.
"It's sad that the queen doesn't love the king, isn't it?"
one of them said.
"Yes, it is,"
the other maid replied.
"She's a bad woman. Every night she puts a sleeping potion in his wine. Then, when he is asleep, she goes out to meet her lover in the forest."
The young king was horrified. He decided to watch his wife carefully. That night, he didn't drink his wine, so he wasn't asleep when the queen got out of bed and left the palace. He followed her to the forest. Her lover was there, and they kissed passionately. When the young king saw them together, he was very angry. He took out his sword and hit the man on the neck. The man fell to the ground. Then the young king ran back to the palace before the queen had time to see his face. The next morning, the queen came to his room. She was wearing black clothes, and she was crying.
"Husband,"
she said,
"I'm mourning my family. My father, my mother, and my two brothers are all dead."
The young king said nothing. He knew that it was not true. The queen mourned for a year. At the end of this time, she built a black dome in the palace garden and filled it with precious carpets and paintings. Then she took her lover's body there. He wasn't dead, but he couldn't move or speak. She put him on a sofa in a dark room and built a beautiful fountain for him there. She went to see him every day and gave him soup and wine to drink. She cried all the time. 3 years passed. One day, the young king went to the dome to speak to his wife. She was crying as usual. He was very angry.
"I'm tired of your tears,"
he shouted, and he took out his sword.
"You are a bad woman. I know that you keep your lover here."
"Yes, I do,"
the queen replied.
"I love him, and I hate you."
The king lifted his sword to kill her, but the queen put a magic spell on him before he could hit her. She turned his legs into a block of black marble. He couldn't move. Then she turned the four islands into four mountains, the city into a lake, and the people in the city into fish.